What's interesting about Beethoven throughout his whole career, and this is one example of it, but there are many, many examples, even into the late period, is that he constantly looks forward, of course. I mean, he's taking us into the, not only into the 19th century, but into the 20th and 21st century. But he also looks back, and almost every other piece is like two steps forward, and then the next piece is a little bit one step backward, and in the sense of looking back to the classical period and trying to make these new ideas that he's working out kind of fit back into the classical mold. And so this is very typical of Beethoven to write this. And then the C minor quartet, the Opus 18 number 4, which is very stormy and sounds sort of like, you know, an early version of the Fifth Symphony, the famous pa 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 pa, you know. Then he writes this very Mozartian piece after that.
Yeah.
But he was also trying to learn, and he admired the Mozart quartet so much that he copied out by hand the whole finale. Mm-hmm. There's so much wonderful counterpoint in that finale that to learn it, to really learn it, yeah, he copied it out, every note.